Republican National Committee Chair Ken Mellman is scheduled to speak at the LULAC convention today. Democratic National Committee Chair Howard Dean is scheduled to address the convention tomorrow. Bush administration and congressional leaders are also expected to speak this week. Latino voters have traditionally stronger ties to the Democratic Party, but LULAC President Hector Flores says both major parties are paying attention to population numbers that show there are nearly 43 million Latinos in the U.S., half of those being under age 25.
Which means that they're going to be here, their work life is going to be 25 to 50 years in the future. They're going to be adopting different philosophies, political and otherwise. And, you know, where are they going to go? It's certain to me that President Bush would not be in the White House today if Latinos had not voted him at the clip of 41% to 44%. And you can debate whether it was 44 or 41, but it's immaterial because that's what helped him stay in the White House this last go-around.
LULAC's policy director, Gabriela Lemus, also says Latinos are becoming more independent as voters.
And so we really do want to be asked, you know, what do you think and what do you want? And then we'd like to see accountability, and that's why it's up for grabs, because when we don't see accountability, then we either penalize by going the opposite direction, or alternatively, we don't vote. And that's a problem.
Lemus says Latinos will be looking at candidates this year who take on issues like education, health care disparities, and immigration. LULAC is upset with Wisconsin Republican Congressmember James Sensenbrenner for his backing of a strict immigration bill and for refusing to speak at the LULAC convention. Sensenbrenner's office says he has too many votes scheduled in Washington this week. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio, in Milwaukee.